On Pei Dalet Amud Beis, as we've said, we're into deep into Perek HaKosev, many different important topics that come up in this Perek, and we will touch on some of them as well as Hashem in today's shir. So we are on Pei Dalet Amud Beis, towards the bottom of the page, about 8-10 lines up, and we have a number of different stories in terms of Tfisa, what occurred. Remember, the case, all these cases are expanding on the Mishnah, which discuss when somebody dies, and there are many different collectors that want to take the money, right? There's a man dies, and he has a wife who wants to collect the ksuba, a bal chov who he owes money to, and Yarshim who want to get their Yerusha. So the question is, who has the right? So we had a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Akiva says, goes to the Yarshim. Right, ein merachmin bedin, don't have rachmanis on what Rabbi Tarfon called the koshel, the weaker one, but you give it to the Yarshim. Why? Because they don't need a shvua when they collect, while the two other collectors need a shvua. Rabbi Tarfon says, no, you not to know the koshel shabahem, give it to the koshel, which either meant the one who has a later star, or give it to the Isha because of China. We have the different deos. And the Gemara went into Lamaisa cases where Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish got into the act. Rabbi Yochanan allowed certain collectors to keep their money. Reish Lakish was machzu the din. We spoke about Tabidvar Mishnah, Tabid Shikla Das, Rev Yashiv's Ha'ara from the Yerushalmi, that there are really three levels. There's Ta'abir Befeir Shatorah, then Ta'abit Var Mishnah, then Ta'abit Shikol Adas. So that is an important discussion. Just one point relating to that discussion that we didn't get to mention yesterday, and that is the Gemara in Sanhedrin says Beferish, that the category of Ta'abit Var Mishnah not only includes what we call Mishnah, Tanoim, but it also includes Amoraim. Even if the Amoraim have an accepted Psak, and one goes against that psak, that also is considered ta'ah bidvar mishnah, and therefore the halachas would apply of being chozer. But my question is, there is a machlokas rishonim between the balamar and the ravid and the rush in Maseches Sanhedrin, whether the gaonim have any special status. The Gemara, for sure, there's a language of the Gemara in Bava Metzia, Ravina Veravashi, Sof Hora'a, that the, for sure, the Gemara, you can't argue on the Gemara, that's called ta'ah bidvar mishnah, and the rishonim, you could already, theoretically, make or didn't argue on. Later Rishon, the Rashba is allowed to argue on the Rambam. And the Rambam's allowed to argue on the Rimigash. And a later Rishon could argue on an earlier Rishon. That's not called Ta'a B'dvar Mishnah. The question is, what about Gaonim? Did they have any special status before the Rishonim? That's a machlokas. It's a machlokas. The Rush quotes this machlokas, the Balamar and the Ravid, in Sanhedrin, in the Lama Gimel or so, where the Sugya comes up. And that is not 100% clear. That's not quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch only quotes the Ramah and Choshe Mishpat, quotes the idea of the Gemara being the Chasima, and you can't argue on the Gemara. But on the Gaonim, he does not have that kol ta bidvar Mishnah. Okay, just one Hosafa from yesterday. So now we continue. Next story about 10 lines up for the bottom. Debei Nesia Tafis Amsa Diyasmi Misimta. The house of the Nasi was tofes, the maidservant of Yisomim, right, who owed Bisimta, Misimta from a Simta. Remember we said yesterday, it has to be in a Simta because, you know, if it is in their own Rishus, then the Yarshim are for sure Zoche. If it is in a Simta, that was a Machlokas between Rav and Shmuel and Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Rav and Shmuel says in a Simta that you still have the possibility of there being tofesed, while Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish said, no, even from a Simta, they have this, they have the rights. Okay, so the Medicia was told visit from a Simta. Yosef, Rabbi Avo, Rabbi Chanina Bar Papi. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, the Yosef, Rabbi Avo, Abba Gabayu. These three rabbis were sitting in front of Rabbi Abba. Amar Lahu, Rabbi Abba says to them, Shaper Tafsi Tua. Okay, they would toe-face it. Why? Because I hold that this is in a place where it can be nitfas by some of the other creditors, and they would toe-face it, and therefore they get to keep it. Again, remember what we said yesterday. If the Yarshim actually had it, so then Habali Farminachse Yisomim Lo Yipar Ela Beshua. Then they need a Shvua, and Metalitzli Diyasmi Arad Mishtabdi Labal Chov. As we said, assuming that a maidservant is considered metaltalin, again, a discussion a little bit in the Rishonim here, but let's assume it's metaltalin. So the only shaila gets off the ground, as the Mishnah said, and the Rishonim explained yesterday, that it wasn't in their Rishus when their father died. That's why the Baalei Chovas have some more rights to it. It wasn't in their Rishus. So they grabbed it. Rabbi Abba says, good. Amar lehu Rabbi, they said, Amar lehu Rabbi, Shabbat Tafsitua, Amar lehu Rabbi Abba, Mishum Debe Nasiya Ninhu, Machnafisu lehu. What, before they're the house of the Nasi, you're being, doing Chanufa to them, you're flattering them, you're going on their side? Right, Chanufa is not one of the midos that we try to follow. The Gemara talks about the kat ha-bali lashon hara, the kat ha-charefin, or the people, when we flatter people who shouldn't be getting compliments, Archa Sadikim even has a whole chapter on appropriate and inappropriate chanufa. So he asked the Gemara. So because they are from the house of the Nasi, we give in to them. Vadon daini krebi tarfon via hajer rabbi shlokish uv deminayu. Don't remember the story up above that they paskin like rabbi tarfon that allowed, right? Yinatu l'koshel shabahen, and rabbi shlokish was machzor the din, and Rabbi Yochanan said, what can I do? So you see that it goes to the Yarshim, we paskin like rabbi Akiva. So therefore, they say it shouldn't have been allowed. Period. Next story. Yemar bar chashu havimasik bey zuze biyahu gavra. Yemar bar chashu havimasik bey zuze. I mean, he was owed money by a certain person. Shachiv, that man died. Vishavik arva, he left a boat. He left a boat. The lova left a boat. Amar le lishluche zil tafsa nihale. He says, so our Gemara has this lashon to his shliach, bitofisit niale, bitofisit from him. Go get the boat for me. Azal tafsas, he went to get it. Pagu ba bei Rav Papa Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua. Rav Papa Rav Yeshua said, meet them, and they say, what are you doing? And he explained to them what they're doing. He said, they say, you can't do that. Amrule at tofis labal chov b'makom shachov lacherim. Oh, another big topic. You are being toe-face for one creditor when there are other creditors that would want it. Meaning, if one person who's owed money grabs something, that's fine. But it's not you. You're doing it on behalf of somebody else. So that's the sugya of tofis lebal chov b'makom shachov lacherim. V'yamar Rabbi Yochanan, ha-tofis lebal chov b'makom shachov lacherim lo kana. And Rabbi Yochanan says, that doesn't work. If you pick it up for someone else who's a bal chov, and there are other bal chovot that are interested in it, so it doesn't work, so you're not kona. So he says, really? Okay. So what happens? Tafsua inhu. Talk about Bali Dovar, right? So they say, okay, we're also owed money. So they grab the boat, right? Because they themselves are owed. They are the Bali Chobos. They're the Acherim. So they went and took it. Let's continue, and then we'll comment. Rav Papa, how do you grab a boat? How do you do a kinyan on a boat? Can't lift it up. So Rav Papa Mimlach Maluche, Rav Papa started rowing, right? Remember in the Sefer Yonah, the Malachim are the Mem Lamed Ches, right? They are the sailors, the Malachim. You might say it's related to the salt water that they're rowing in. So he started rowing, Mamlach Maluche, Rav Huda Berdiv Yeshua, Mamtich La Ba'ashla. He started pulling it with rope. So he started pulling the boat. And Mar Amar Anak Hanina Lalakulo, Mar Amar Anak Hanina Lalakulo, right? They both said, we're Kona it, right? They're each, fighting. This is Rav Huna, Breda Vishu, and Rav Papa, two of the great Amoraim, have machlokas elsewhere, right? So they're each saying, we're Kona it. The Meiri notes here that neither of these are formal kinyanim that we would have had on the list. Right, Mesechas Kedushin lifts off. Hagba, Meshicha, Chazah, right? All the, kinyanim. Says the Meiri, right here, he says, Yir Eli owed me sug Yazu. Where do you get that lashon of Yir Eli from? The Rambam. Right, the Rambam always writes Yir Eli. So the Meiri lived the late Rishon. So he says, Yir Eli owed me sug Yazu. Shetfises Balchov o Almana, Bimetaltalin, Bizman Shahimo Eles, when a Balchov or an Almana take items in a time when it is Moeles, meaning it's in Rishon of Rabim and it's not in the Rishon of the Yarshim, where they are allowed to take, Eina tsricha kinyan gamur, kedarke haknayosh v'mekach u'memkar. Says the Meiri, you know what you see from the sugya? If I want to be kona something, and I don't have any shaychus to it beforehand, I have to do a real formal kinyan on it. But here, there is some shaychus. The woman is shaychus to the ksuba, before it's collected. This person who's owed money, he has a shibud on the nechasim of the lova. So says the Meiri, that's why these are pulling the boat. Is that a kinyan? Rowing? Rowing? That's a kinyan of the boat? So it says the Meiri, but you know why it works here? Because you don't need full kinyanim. Shaharei Svina, she ain't das dacheres makne osa. They're not giving it to them. She yakne b'mesira, tzarechu ba l'meshicha. U'meshicha in a kone b'rishus harabim. And meshicha shouldn't work in the rishus harabim. Meshicha only works in rishus hayachid. V'heim hayu mechazrin l'zakos atzmam, b'masha hayu omrim, mecharifta denaro. We'll see what that means in a second. Alma. What do you see, says the Meiri? Kol shu muchzak ba b'chom mikol makom tfisahi. That's good. The problem is, if two people do this kind of thing, you have to know which one works, which one is a better, a stronger reflection of Bailus. Mikol makom kol shu shneim tofsin holchanacher oso shetfisaso berura yoser. Which one is more clear? The Gemara does not say which one won here. The Gemara does not say. So the Meiri adds in. Ubisvina kosho ha'echan molicha biyam bimeshotos kederech hamalachim. When one of them is in the boat using the oars, v'ha'acher moshcha misvas hayam bechevel yira'eh shehamolicha biyam kana. I think the one who is on the boat, the one who's rowing wins. The Meiri in the footnotes here it says gamzeh shita chadasha. Right? I didn't find this anywhere else. Nobody else. Picks who wins here. But that's the Meiri. He gets in this Gemara. They're not doing real kinyanim. They don't have to do real kinyanim. Because if you have already a connection to this item, so then it works. Sometimes we find in the world of kinyanim, you need to do less or you need to do more, depending on your connection, right? Depending if it's not das acheres makne, you might have to do more. If you're taking it, getting it from nobody's pushing it into your rishus, right? Then you might have to do more, not less, right? Different than get it from Hefker as compared to getting it from another person. Anyway, so back to the story. So each of these rabbis told this other person, well, you can't be kona it because you're being tovis l'malchum, makam shechov l'achirim. So that's why they each grabbed it and they're each saying, it's ours. Pagabahu Rav Pinchas Bar Ami. Amar Lu, he says to them, well, Rav Shmuel, Rav Shavayu, didn't you learn yesterday's daf? V'hu shet svurin munachin b'rishos harabim. Rav Shmuel said, it's got to be in Rishos harabim. If it's not in Rishos harabim, then it goes straight to the Yarshim anyway. So where were you koning it from? So Amar Lahu, they say, you're right. Yeah, ananami. We also, mecharifusa dinahara tafisna. We got it from the middle of the river. Meaning where it was like Rishos harabim. Yeah, the side of the river next to the docks, that's kind of semi-Rishos. That'll be like a simta. And then it also goes to the Yarshim. So they said, yeah, we got it straight from the middle. We got it from the Rishus HaRabim. The Tosfos HaRosh Hair adds, what they mean was that from the time that the person died, it was in this area. Right? From the time that he died, it was in Charifusa Denara. And that's why they say it is, we're able to get it. And then the story continues. Also, Lekabe de Rava, they came in front of Rava, and finally Rava says to them, Amar Lahu, Kaki Chivri, you white geese. Mishalchi glima d'inchi. You're taking, ripping people's shirts off. Meaning you're taking people's property, you white geese. Why dafka, what does white geese have to do with this? Rabbi Kiva Eger here in the Gilyan Hashas. Kakina osam bahen al chachmasam. Right? He's just saying, oh, you smart guys. Why? If you look in Brachas, remember this, the dafin that talks all about the dreams? If you dream of this, you know, you should be expecting this. So he says, Haroa avaz b'chalom yitzap l'chachma. If you dream of geese, right, don't think it's just because you saw a goose that day. If you dream of geese, you could expect to have a good day at the shir. Right, yitzap l'chachma. So, that's what he calls him there. He says, Hachi Amar of Nachman, back to the Gemara. Mushetav semichayim, and we had on the top of yesterday's daf. This only works if you would tofe semichayim while he was still alive. Tisa only helps when the Utofis Bichaim of the Mace we had yesterday. Does that mean the property? Does that mean a mashkon? But that is the end of that story. Let's get back though to an important discussion on the bottom of the previous Amun in the beginning of the sugya. So what is the topic that is brought here? Hatofis Lebal Chov Vakam Shechov Lacher. If there are three different people that are owed money, Bale Chovos, so then if any of them go and take the money from the property, that's fine. But if somebody does it on their behalf, so then it does not work. The shaila is, what happens if I send a shliach? A shliach's not good enough? A shliach's not good enough to be tofis it on my behalf? Don't we say Shlucho Shel Adam Kamoso? Don't we say that's based on a pasuk in Chumash Vishilcha? Malame Sheos a Shliach. Malame She maybe even Shliach Os a Shliach. The beginning of the second parak in Kedushin, there's a concept of Shlichus. Shlucho Shel Adam Kamoso. Various sources learned. You learn it from Truma, Rashi in Parshas Bo quotes it, that you learn it from Vishachar Oso, that everybody shechts the Karban Pesach, not everybody shechting, only one person shechting on everybody else's behalf. The answer is Shlucho Shel Adam Kamoso. So what happens if I said a shliach? So Tosva says, we know from elsewhere, that a shliach should be able to take it on behalf of the others. That wouldn't be Tofis L'Machol B'Machol Shechov L'Acherim. The problem is the impression you get from this Gemara. Tosva says, from this Gemara, you get the impression of that he made a shliach, and there's still a problem. Right? What's the language? Amar Le L'Shluchei. Tosva says, Dibur Maschil At. Kan mashma, the alpha gav daso shliach. Here it sounds like they didn't even made a shliach. To amrli zil tapsi, afilo achilo kana. That would be a huge chiddush. That you would say, Tovis l'bachov, bachar shachov l'achirim, even is stronger than a shliach. A shliach wouldn't be a stand-in. So Tosfos is bothered by the mashmas of this Gemara. V'lokamo shabirs b'kuntris. It sounds like it's against what Rashi says about Metzia, didavka b'shaloa so shliach l'okana. Only if you didn't make a shliach, it doesn't work. But if you made a shliach, that's not called tofes lebalchov. That's called tofes balchov, not tofes lebalchov. That's a shliach, and therefore Tosa says this Gemara is difficult here. If you look in some other Rishonim, the Tosa Rashi quotes, well, maybe even if you see this was a case of a shliach, maybe Rav Huna ben Yeshua and Rav Papa made a mistake. They didn't realize he was a shliach. That's why they said to him, what are you doing? Really, he was a shliach, and therefore he should have been able. But they made a mistake, which means that they should have given it back to him after this whole story. It doesn't say that. It doesn't say what happened in the end. But maybe they made a mistake, and really he was a shliach, and he should have kept it. But if you look at the Shita Mekubetzes, he has another idea. He quotes that if you look in the early Mahaduras of Rashi, look at the early Mahaduras of Rashi, Rashi does not have the word nihilei. Or nihili, right? What he says to a shliach, zil tafsa, our girsa as, zil tafsa nihila. Right, that for me. So Rashi, if you look, our Rashi doesn't have that either. Rashi just says, amar le, reyemer le shluche, zil tafsa. You don't have that next word. Why? For me. Maybe that's what Rashi is emphasizing. Because he's saying, it's not a shliach. Even though the word used in the Gemara is shliach, Rashi does not have that word nihila, and that's why he leaves it out. Says the Shita Mekubetzes, Ubishte Mahaduros Hishmit Milas Nihali. Venire de Tire Zal Matakashi Lulatosas. He's bothered by what Tosva says. If there's a Shliach here, the Sugi is in Shayach. Dachamari Bishaloa so Shliach. She Yitvos Ba'avuro Ahi Arva. Ella, why does the Gemara call him a Shliach? Hayashlucho Yadua Bedor Machairim. He uses him to do other, you know, Shlichios. He has used it for other jobs in the past. And here he was going to use him again. The Amar le zil tafse, velo Amar le beferish sheyehibim komo v'yitfasena ba'avuro. Please go get that. Yeah, it'll be a little bit of a good idea. But ela sheyitfasena v'shuv yomar lo l'may boila. Can you just get that? Get that? He didn't tell him what it's for. He didn't tell him anything. Ulafisha yeshlucho yadua b'dvar machirim boila meimar davele ki ilu Amar le zil tafse niyale. Because he works for him in other areas, so mistama, he was his dafka shliach here. The chiddush l'gemara is that because he didn't say a beferish here, it's not a real shliach, and therefore Balchov could work here. Okay, but Tosfos in the his shita is right, and what he wants to say and what the shita say for Rashi is that a real shliach wouldn't work. Only zechia zachin would not work in this case because you're being zocha on behalf of where it's chov to others. But when it comes to shlichus, it shouldn't work. The Achronim also get into the act here. The Pnei Yoshua and Rabbi Chanan are bothered by this question. And Rabbi Chanan says what I just said. The Svara, he says, but time shall Rashi lechalik bazeh. Why is there a difference between zechia and shlichus? Zechia also works on behalf of somebody. So he says, afal gav degam below aso shliach zachal adam shlo b'fanav mikol makom haydina lesa b'makom dechov lacherim dein chavin la adam shlo b'fanav. Avo bisao shliach dishlucho kemoso lama lo toal zechiaso. Why shouldn't that work? So that's what Rashi said. That's what Rabbi Chanan says, and all the Rishonim try to explain why it wouldn't. It's not a violation. Not a violation here. Okay. The Shach says maybe the only time you're a real shliach is if you were paid to do it, and here you aren't paid to do it. That's the Shach in Simin Kuf Hei. Rak bischaro mahani. Why? Because then yad poel ki yad balabayas. There's something even stronger than a shliach. There's Zachin, there's Shlichus, and then there's a Poel. There's Chazaka, Shlichus, and Shlichusa, but only to an extent. We had earlier, maybe only up until 30 days, right? We had that in the Sugya at the beginning of Hamadir. But that's the Shach's Chilek. Sometimes we have the difference between a Poel and a Shliach. Where does this come up? It comes up in Pesach time. Rabbi Sternbach has a tshuva. I think we mentioned this in the past. In Arachayim, in Simon Reish Yud Ches, he says, of course, about the minog of paying the rabbi for selling the chametz, giving some money to the rabbi for selling the chametz. So Rabbi Sternbach says he thinks that is appropriate. Thinks that's appropriate. Why? Halachically, not just a nice way to show appreciation to the rabbi. No, but he thinks it's appropriate to pay halachically. Why? Sheroy dafka l'shalim l'rav v'chiras chametz ve'vesi yison midina sheharav eino ela shliach v'somchen alav sheshliach ozeh shlichuso. The Rav is a Shliach, and there's a concept of Shliach Ozer Shlichuso, and we know from Maseches Erevin that this Chazaka might not work for Daoraisas, only for Drabanans. Mechiras Chametz is Daoraisa. Right? So how do you say the principle of Shliach Ozer Shlichuso? Even though Minat Torah you're Mevatel, so it's only Drabanan, but you didn't have Kavanah to be Mevatel, what you were going to sell. So he says, that's why, V'yalkein Mishalim L'Rav Schar Ve'oz Hu Poel V'adif Mishliach K'mavur b'shach, Hoshe Mishpat. Quotes our shach about a poel being adif than a shliach. Umol b'poel, gam l'daraisa. V'yimkein midina ro'i l'shalim l'rav dafka sh'azhu begeder poel umutter l'smoch alav. That's what he says. There are other nafkaminas that he says, sof davar yesh yisod l'elu sh'mishalim and kesav avur ha-machira v'rav rotsa l'vater yachol itin l'tzaka v'avikinosin l'midinari v'mol b'li pikpok. Okay, if he wants to give it to tzaka afterwards, he can. But that is the sugya that we have here on the bottom in terms of Tovis Labalchov, Bimacham Shachov Lachirim, whether it works for a Poel, whether it works by a Shliach, Poel, etc. Viter, next story that we have here. Says the Gemara, a tenth line. Abimi Bereid Rebbe Avohu, Havi Maski Bezuze Bechozai. So people, he owed money. Maski Bezuze. He owed money here. So this is the opposite. So Shadrinu Biarchama Breda Rabba Baravuha, he gave the money to a person to Chama to pay for him. Here, go pay up my loan. Also Parinu, so he does what he was supposed to do. He gives the money, Amalu, and then he says, Havali Shtara. Could I please have the star? I want to rip up the star, because the star says, you know, my master owes you money and I paid you, so please give me the star. Amrulay, they say, sorry, sitroi ninhu. What does sitroi mean? On the side. What does that mean? They say, really, your sender, your mishaleach, owed us two loans. One of them was balpeh, and one of them was bichsav. So we'll take this money, thank you very much, for the milveh balpeh that he owed us. But he still owes us, so we're not giving you back the star. Right, that is what they said. So Asla Kamad Rabbi Avos, he goes to Rabbi Avos, he's like, what they just did to me? Omar Lay, Isla Chasadi to Paratinu, you have Aiden that you paid? You have Aiden that you paid them? Omar Lay, lo, no. So Omar Lay, so Rabbi Avos says, sorry, Migu, do you hold on lo, Marlo, Hayud, Varme Olam, they could just deny the whole thing. There are no Aiden that you paid. So Migu, since they could have, they could deny the whole thing ever happened. Yecholin nami lameimar sitroi ninu. So we believe them that there's another loan. They have a migu. They could have a much stronger claim, and therefore, your taina is not accepted. Let's just finish this section. Le'in shlume shliach mai. Does the shliach now have to repay the mishaleach? Because, you know, the milveh alpeh, there was no raya, but now he just messed up. Is this negligence? Is this negligence? So, Amar Rav Ashi, Chazinan, well, see, E Amar Leishkol Shtar Vahav Zuzeh, if the instructions were, take the star and then pay the money Mishalim, then he owes. Then he has to pay, because he messed up. He should have taken the star first. Hav Zuzeh, Vishkol Shtar Alom Mishalim. But if he was told to give the money first, then he doesn't have to pay. That's what Rav Ashi says at first. Veloi and the Gemara says that's not true. Benkach uVenkach Mishalei. No, no, no. He has to pay either way. Why? Because Damerle, the Mishaleach could say to him, Litkune Shadartich Velo Lavisi. I sent you to help me, not to mess me up. And therefore, the Shliach has to use his brain. The Shliach has to realize that he shouldn't give something up if he's taking a risk. You know, ask them for the shtar before you pay. And therefore, he is responsible. It's considered a pshia. If you are a shliach, then you have to use your brain in order to realize what the mishaleach would want. The Ritva says here, v'shamiran mehacha. We learn from here, from the opposite. The Gemara is focusing on the mentality of the one who pays. But says the Ritva, v'shamina mehacha, sheruvein, shechayev l'shimon shnei chovos, uparo stam. Reuven owes two chovos to Shimon. And he pays him without specifying for which loan this is paid for. Harishus biyad Shimon amalve litfos bahem le'eza chov sheyirtze. He's able to take it for whatever he wants. Kivan shehigiyah zmanam lefroa. Because the time is here, so he can take it for whichever one that he wants. Right? That is the Ritva. The Rosh here is mashma, the opposite, that because nothing was said, maybe it's dafka milval peh, not pishtar, which is what the malva would want anyway, but that is the Ritva. The problem here that's discussed by the Rishonim is, Tosfos discusses this, I guess we could just look at Tosfos and the Rosh and others, isn't this a case of Tosfos on the bottom of the previous Amun? Tosfos discusses, isn't this Migu Lahotzi? Right, what's Migu? What's the principle of Migu? Migu, we know, came up in the second parak. We discussed it at length. Migu versus Pesha Asar, are those two principles? Are they the same principle? But Migu usually works lahachzik, to hold on to money. Not lahotzi, to be motzi mamon from others. But isn't this a case of Migu lahotzi? Why? The Malva is saying, I'll keep this money, and I'm going to be motzi with my Migu. I'm going to be motzi more money for the loan that I have, for the milvat bishtar that's not paid up. So ask the Rishonim, isn't this a case of Migu Lahotzi? So if you look in the Hagos Ashri, right here, Hagos Ashri, and we know the Rosh traveled in his lifetime, and he was in Ashkenaz, then he went to Sfarad, and for some reason, he acts like one of the Bali Atosos, one of the mysteries in the Rishonim. He acts like one of the Bali Atosos, and he expands upon it. But everything that he had in Ashkenaz, you know, that all of his limud there, he doesn't quote so much of it. That's why we have the Hagos Ashri, the Hagos on the Ashri, on the Rush, that add in all of the Ashkenazic comments of the Rishonim. The Rav Yoh, and the Rav Von, and all of the Rokeach, all of the Rishonim, the Mordechai, right there, every end of the paragraph of the Maharami Rundberg, right there, it's all quoted here. So if you look in Hagos Ashri right here on our sugya, he asks this kasha. So he says, isn't this amigu lahotzi? Kasha l'ritzba. To Amar b'per chaskas abatim, lo amrin amigu lahotzi. V'tzarech lomar, shaini hacha de'ika shtara. Ooh, he's holding a shtar. Migu lahotzi is where I don't have any claim against you except for the claim. Here he's holding, the Malva's holding a shtar. That's not called Migu Lahotzi. Oh, why not? Because a shtar, we know, represents shibudim. The shtar represents that I have a lien on your properties already. Says the Hagos Ashri, that's not called Migu Lahotzi. Chiddush number one. Chiddush number two, if you look in the Ramban in Baal Basra, in the Cheskas Abatim, where this comes up, says that Migu Lahotzi is where I don't have any money and I want to be motzi money from you. What is the migu doing here? Yes, it's giving him the ability to collect again. But why? Because he's being machzik the money that was already given to him. So the emphasis of this case doesn't have to be that, oh, he's going to be able to collect again, but that he's only allowed to do that because he could keep the money that he already received. The migu allows him to keep the money for the purposes that he said he wants to keep it. So it's looked at as a migu lahachzik, even though that memela allows him to collect again. But the emphasis in this, he's not talking about collecting again, yet he's saying, is he allowed to keep the money, you know, based on the taina? Number two. And number three, the third idea is in the Meiri. Meiri, not here, but the Meiri, back in the second parak, back on Daf Yud Ches, the Meiri says, there's a difference between migu. This really isn't a migu, even though the language here is used as a migu. This is what we would call pesha asar. Pesha asar, pesha hitir. We have to, not getting back to the differences between those two, as we discussed earlier. He says, the Meiri, pesha asar is even believe lahotzi. Migu is ein migu lahotzi, but yesh pesha asar lahotzi. And he says this is a case of pesha asar and not migu, and that's why it would even be believed to be motzi mamun. Important comment of the Meiri. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now by the two dots. Hayitzah, next story, many different stories that were quoted here. Davi mifkidi gaba miluga deshtari. There was a woman that there was a pikadon given to her. A man gave a woman all of his shtaris to hold on to. All the shtaris that he was owed money. Miluga deshtari, Rashi, tik male shtaros. Right? And the father of the Yisomim gave this a whole set of shtaris to her, and then he died. And now the Yisomim wanted back. Azu Yarshim Katavi Le Mina. They go, and could we please have all of our shtaris back? What our shtaris back? Amra Lahu, Mechayim Tavisin Lahu. No, sorry. I was already toe-faced these shtaros Mechayim. Meaning your father gave it to me, but I already decided a month ago, while he was still alive, that, you know, I'm not giving this back to him. Right? These are mine. What does that mean, Rashi? Bechov Shahaya Chayiv Lihachzakti Bahem. I'm keeping them as a security until he pays. She can't keep the shtaris. It doesn't say her name on them. The shtaris says the name of the father of the Yisomim. But she's keeping this as a mashkon. She's saying, I'm keeping this, and I took it in his lifetime as a mashkon so that he pays me back. That's what Tosva says also. She took it as a mashkon in order to be dochik them. So I saw the comment of Rav Nachman. She came in front of Rav Nachman. Omer la. Islach Sadi, the Tavuha Minach Mechayim, Velo Yavis Nihale? Do you have witnesses that the father came to you during his lifetime, asked for them back, and you said, sorry, no, I'm holding on to them until you pay me back the loan that you owe me? You have Edom for that? Amar Leilo, she's like, no, I don't have any Edom. Maybe that never even happened. Maybe it was just her decision. Im Kain says, Rav Nachman, if so, then that's not good. Havi Tfisa Delachar Misa, the Tfisa Delachar Misa Lo Klom Hiu. Right, that's not called a tfisa. If you didn't grab it, if you didn't declare, if you didn't do something that shows that you got it as a pikadon, says Rav Nachman. All of a sudden you switch in your mind, you know, you're gonna, right, that doesn't work. Right, just switching in your mind, a dvarim shebelev. You have to do something, you have to show something that you have to refuse to give it back. So therefore, sorry, you cannot keep it. Right? It reminds us sometimes we have cases of just thinking it, right? The Gemara, the Mishnah at the end of Hamafkid. Ha choshev l'shloch yad bepikadon. Right? Similar idea. Here she decides I'm gonna keep the pikadon. What happens if I decide to use the pikadon? Am I a gazlan yet? Right? Peshama Besilo there, and the Tosa says there, you need at least dibur. Right? Machshav is not enough. You need at least dibur. So that's a major topic. What if I'm just thinking something? Piggle. Do you have to say it by piggle, or do you have to even thinking it is enough? So Rishonim say you have to say it. Okay, weiter. Hahi it's the ichav neshvua beidina de Rava. A woman was chayav neshvua in the bezin of Rava. Amra le bas Rav Chizda. Right, his wife. Rava's wife was bas Rav Chizda. Rava's wife says to him, Yadana bat chashuda shvua. I know that this woman is a nechshedes. She's a chashuda. Don't, Rava, my husband, you know, don't let this woman swear in court. She's chashuda, she's gonna lie. How do you know that? The Ritva says. It must be that she knew her from the shuk. She knew her from the street. And, she knew what type of person she was. Pirshu Gaonim, says the Ritva. Shahaisa Shoma'as Mimena Shinishbas Kol Hayom Lovatala Valashav. She knew that this is the type of woman that's always taking shvua shav. So, Rava says, okay. Right, we know the concept of meifich shvua, which means you flip it onto the other person. Right, if somebody has to take a shvua, but they can't because they're chashud, so we flip it onto the other person. This person is supposed to be nishba v'niftar, they can't, so we put it onto the other person, and the other person is nishba v'notel. Okay, we know that three shvua daraisas are nishba v'niftar. If you can't do that, nishba v'notel. Good. Zimnin havayasi kamei rav papa v'rav ada bar masna. Sometime they were sitting in front of Rav Rada Mamasna. I saw who shtara gabe. Right, again, another shtar came in front of Rava. Amale Rav Papa, Yadana be the shtar priyahu. Rav Papa says to him, I know the shtar has been paid up already. Amale, Ika inashachrina badi damar. You have any other witness with you, or are you just one witness? So, Amale lo, he says, no, nobody else is with me. Amale, he says, sorry, I can't trust you then. Avagav di Ika mar eid echad lov klumhu. Even though I know you're a great, wonderful, amazing, trustworthy person, but you're only one aide. So I can't change it based on what you say. Right, what do you mean? He's worse than your wife? You trusted your wife and acted based upon that. So my good friend, Rav Papa, is not on that level. So he says, yeah, it's not in terms of objective level. Bas Rav Chizda, kimli begava. Mar lo kimli begave. You know, my wife and I, we have a certain instinctual connection. Even if I trust you and you're amazing. But husband and wives have a special din, and therefore Rava says kimli. Rava says, it's like me, I know her entire mahus. And therefore, inachinami, even from his greatest best friend Rav Papa, still the wife was different. Right? Was dimlet. The Rif says there's no kimli bizmanazeh. We can't do any of this bizmanazeh. We're not on that level of ne'emanus, even for a wife, right? And therefore, Rava says the Rif says this cannot be used bizmanazeh. You know the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchas Sanhedrin in Perachav Dalad. A general Rambam, but it includes our type of case. Yesh l'dayin l'adun b'dini maminis al pi advarim shedaito nota lohen shehein emes v'hadavar chazak b'libo shehu kein af al pi she'ein sham raya brura. In dini maminis, a dayin has a little flexibility in terms of acting what his instinct tells him. V'ein sarach lomar im hayahu yodea b'vadai shehadavar kein shudon kifi ma sheyada. Right, if he knows for sure himself. Ketzad, harishin ischayev adam shvua bevezdin. Va'omer ladayin adam ne'eman etzlo, v'shedaito so meches al dvarav, shezeh ha'ish chashid hu ala shvua. If a person is chayev shvua bevezdin and somebody says he's not, yesh ladayin lahafo chashvua, al shekenegdo v'yishav av'yitol. Exactly what Rava did with his wife. Ho'o v'sam chadaito shel dayin al dibrei zeh. Afilo aista isha o eved ne'emanim etzlo. Ho matza adavar chazak v'nachon b'libo, somech alav v'don. He could do that. Ve'zorach lomer, im yada hu atvo shezeh chashun. Right? And not only that. V'chein. And then he says, im yatsa shtar chov lefana v'amr lo adam shezomech alav. Afilo isha o karov zeh paruahu. Im sam chadaito al dvarev yesh lo lomer lezeh lo tifra ele b'shvua. He could do that. Right? V'chein kol kayotzi bazeh. She'ein adavar maser elo lo libo shel dayon sheyodin kfima sheyira lo shudun emes. Im kein lamed sricha Torah shnei edim. So what is two witnesses? Bizman sheyavo lefnei adayin shnei edim. Yodan api edus and afa bishayini yodeim emes heidu oshek. If I have no idea. Two edim say it, I'm allowed to trust them. But kol elu advarim hein be'ikir adin. That's then, like the Rif says. Avo misha rabu bat edinim she'enim hagunim. Since the days that our bat edinim aren't so, not all glot, not all perfect, Hiskimu rov bate Yisrael shelo yahafchu shvu ela baraya brura. Right, we don't have any of this kimli bizman hazesh as the Rambam. Again, there are quacks out there, and therefore, you know, we can't do that. The Rav Moshe also has a tshuva in Yeridea. Chelik Aleph Simin Nun Dalad. Beinyin kimli begava l'ne'emanis b'yisurim. He says regarding this issue. Right, Moshe was asked this in Luban, no date given, just in Luban. As he talks about this, do you ever have this Bizman Hazeh? Okay, so that's Kinley. We didn't finish the story. So he says, sorry, I can't listen to you to say that the shtar is collected. So Amar Papa, Hasha Damar Mar Kimli Begavei Milsahi. So since you're saying it is a Milsa, Kigon Abamar Bri to Kimli Begavei Karana Shtar Apumei. So my son, who I really trust, if he would tell me, I could trust him? So Gemara says, Karana Sakadaitach, what, you'd rip it up? Ela Marana Shtar Apume. He said, Marana, meaning you would say it's uncollectible. Because it's enough to say that, you know, it's to put a suffix in it, but you wouldn't rip it up. You'd just be Yechoshed, and you wouldn't collect it unless there were two Eidim that say it was not collected. Hai, it's the Chayveshua Beidina de Rabibi Barabaya. Another woman was Chayveshua in the Bezdin. Amr Luhu, Hahu Baldin, Tesi Vitishtava Bemasa. Could you please come to my city? Right, which is where the whole loan took place. That's why he was allowed to demand this. Come to my city, Efshar de Michsefa Umodia, because I think in my city where everybody knows the truth, she would be embarrassed to lie, and therefore she'd just be Modin, give me the money. Amr Luhu, Kisvili Sechvasa. She's like, okay, but at least. Please, the bezin in this town, could you please write me a zechus? Dechimishtavna yahavili. Write me a zechus that says, you know, so-and-so this woman swore, and therefore she's going to get the money. And just don't sign it. So then it'll be ready to be signed in the new Beis Din. And Shalom al Yisrael. Could you do that for me? Okay, yes, write it for her. That's fine. Just don't sign it. And then they'll sign it after it's actually done. Amarav Papi, Mishum Da Asisu Mimulai, Amrisu Muli Mulisa, because you cut off, you come from a cut off family. You say words that are cut off, right? Mimulai is always used in Shas to mean reference to descendants of the house of Eli, right? Who died young, Rabba Abaya, they said, the Gemara says elsewhere, they helped themselves out though by doing Torah and Maisim Tovim, but because this is the line that's always used, right, that in this context, because you come from them, you're saying a cut off point, that's not true, I'm a Rabba. You can't write something before it occurred. Hayashrata Dadaini, right, we had this earlier in the second parak. The Ishur of Dayanim, remember Kiyim Shtaris, when Bezin has to give their stamp to say that we know that this star is Mekuya. So Ashrata Dadaini, the Mikhtava Mikami Dinechvi Sadi Achasimas Yadayu, that was written before the Edom actually testified about their signatures, Psula. You can write it before it occurred. Alma Mechzi Kashikra. Right, it appears like a falsehood, even though it's not actually, it wasn't signed, but it looks bad. Hachanami Mechzi Kashikra. So here too, you can't write this star for the woman before she actually swears. And the Gemara says, Valesa, but really it's not true. It's not Mechzi Kashikra in this case. Why? Midr Rav Nachman. Because like Rav Nachman's case, Dama Rav Nachman, Omer Haya Rabbi Meir. Rav Nachman says, according to Rabbi Meir, why is it important that he's saying this in the name of Rabbi Meir? Because of a major machlokas from Maseches Gittin, when we say which Edom are the crucial Edom by a get. The Edom that sign it, Edei Chasima Karsi, or the Edom that witness it, Edei Mesira Karsi. So, Rabbi Meir holds Edei Chasima Karsi. So, this is Rabbi Meir talking. Amar Rabbi Meir, Afilu Mitzoba Ashpa, even if you find a get in a garbage, the Chasmu, and yet it happens to be the same name as the husband and the wife that found it, and the same everything, and they find it, they can just pick it up and sign it and give it. The Chasmu Brasa Lakasher. So you see, even though that get was written before the whole story took place, it's not Mechzi Kashikra. V'yafila Rabbanan lo pligi, alei d'Rabbi Meir, and even the Rabbanan only argue with Rabbi Meir, ela begite nashim, to be in a ksiva l'shma. They only argue by get because they hold the ksiva has to be l'shma. Aval b'shar shtaris module. But by other shtaris where you don't need the ksiva to be l'shma, they would agree. T'yam Ravasi, yam Rabbi Yochanan. After all, Rabbi Yochanan says, Shtar Shalova Ba Upra'o. Let's say I borrowed money from you, I paid you back, and on the same day I want to borrow more money. Can I just use the same shtar? Eino Chozer Valova Ba. You can't use the same shtar. Why? Not because of Mechzi Kashikra, but because of Shekfar Nimchal Shibudo. Remember, a shtar is an amazing halachic mechanism. It creates shibudim. It creates that all of my property is lien to you. It, remember we discussed in the second parak, it talks, it says I'm kosher, it says I'm not paid back. So a shtar is an amazing document. So once it is used, so then that magic disappears. Nimchal shibudo. Taima de nimchal shibudo. And the reason that it is no good to use again is because of that reason, nimchal shibudo. Aval amechzi kashikra lo chashinan. But we're not worried that it was written before the time. And therefore, you see, mechzi kashikra is not a problem. And therefore, it would be able to be written for this woman beforehand. Rav Zilberstein here in the Chashuk Echemet discusses a case. What happens? Somebody paid me back a loan. And he paid back with a check. Kiyadua. Check shavar shisha chadashim yatarech hanakavbo yefshar legvos mianu yoser. It's known that if you have a check that's more than 6 months old, the bank's not going to let you cash it, he says. Ela shetzorech lahachlif esatarech. So you got to go back and change the date. V'nosein hachek tzorech lachtom al hashinoy. And if you change the date, the person who wrote the check's got to initial. It's got to initial it. V'hinei maisa. There was a malve that was trying forever to get paid back from the love. The love keeps pushing him away, until finally he's matzliach to get a check out of the love. And the love gives him a check that was dated 3 months earlier. That's what he gives him a check. And the malve delayed a little bit till he got to the bank, and mela boom, it's 6 months later and he can't cash the check. The malve asks, am I allowed to change the date a little bit? Is that Mechzi Kashikra? Am I allowed to change the date Kadesha Uchal Otsias Kaspi? It's my money! Or do I have to go back to the Lovet, get another check, have him do it, and sign on it until he gives it back? Tshuva. b'derek klal, k'sh'adam nosein l'chaveyo check v'avar ha'tarich, ein l'shanot b'das atzmo. So, me'ikar adin, you cannot change. It's somebody else's handwriting. You can't change for two reasons. Number one is, you're going to have to change it and do his initials, that midrash yekat tirchak. That's not him. That's not him. That's a lie. You're not signing, you're signing his name. Number two, yitachain, it's possible that the person who gave you the check knows exactly how much he has in the bank. And he gave you the check, and maybe he waited the amount of time that he knew that was, the check was dated, and now he knows the check is not collectible. And therefore, he doesn't have enough money in his account. And he might get fined if you take out the check now. It might cause problems. So therefore, he says, usually it should not be done. In this case, he says, where the Lova gave him the check, and he's owed the money, and the Lova was giving him problems anyway, and who knows if he's going to get it back again, and it's a big tircha, so then he could change it. Kivan shebechek nechtav atarech yud, v'yachol lichtov yud tesla chodesh, mutu lag mekabel shek l'shan osu d'ever Lova l'shmalve. Dafke in this case. Otherwise, he said, you would not be able to change it stam in a case where there wasn't a Lova, and it's not such a tircha to ask him. Hahu gavra de'ifkit shev marganisa de tzaire, bisadina, be'rebi ma'yasha, bar'breid, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. There was a person who gave seven pearls that were wrapped up in a sadin, in a sheet, and he gave it to this person, Rabbi Miyasha. Shachir Rabbi Miyasha v'lo pakid, Rabbi Miyasha, so has this pearls, and he didn't give any instructions before he died. Also, l'kaim ad Rabbi Ami. So what happens? This person says, I want my jewels. And the children of Rabbi Yeshua says, I have no idea that it's yours. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Ami says, Chada diadan b'Rabbi Yeshua, b'Avrei Rabbi Yeshua, ben Levi, d'lo amid. Number one, we know this person wasn't a rich person. He wouldn't have pearls. He wouldn't have these seven pearls. So Mistama, this person, is telling, saying the right thing. Va'od hakayav siman. And also, he gave a siman. He says seven. How does he know exactly? So give it back to him. V'lo amran elo delo ragil da'ayel benafik lahasam. But this only applies. You give it back if this person, this mafkid, is not always in the house. Because then he might have seen something. Aval ragil da'ayel da'ayel benafik lahasam. If he's always going in and out of the house, Ema maybe in a shachrina ifkid. Maybe somebody else was mafkid these pearls. V'yo mechzachazah. And he just happened to see it. So therefore, if he's always there, then you don't give it back unless he can prove it. Good. Next story. Hahu gavra da afkid kisa da kasla bechasa. Say he gave a silver cup. He gave to bechasa. Shachiv chasa v'lo pakid. Same thing. He died. No instructions. Also the kamedir of Nachman. Amar lehu yadana bechasa de lo amid. I know he's not rich. The ode hakayav simana v'lo amar nal de lo ragil da ayal v'nafik lahasam. Avo ragil da ayal v'nafik lahasam. Emer in a shachrina ifkid ve'iyu mechsa chasa. Same exact story. Third story. Hahu da afkid metachsa. Be'rabdimi, a person gave matachsa also, a type of silk garment. Rashi says, Lavush Meshi, Achua de Rav Safra, Shachir Rav Dimi, Velo Pocket. Again, he died. Asalakame de Rabbi Ami, Amalu, Chada de Adana, Babe Rav Dimi, Delo Amid. He wasn't rich. Va'od, Akayav Simana, and he gave a simon. Velo Amarna, Delo Rogil, Dial Banafik Lahasam. Ava Rogil, Dial Banafik Lahasam. Ima, Inna, Shachrina, Ifkid, Viu, Mechsachasa. What do you need all three cases for, especially the first two? Pearls and a silver cup? You gotta look at the Mefarshim, the Shizim Kubetz says why, Dafka, each one is a Chiddush that the other one wouldn't have, said. Okay, last story, let's start this, and then Beshem will have to continue it tomorrow. Hahu da Amar Lahu. Nechasai Lutuvia. Somebody says, my property should go to Tuvia. Shachem, and then he dies. And you don't know which Tuvia he meant. He says Tuvia. Asa Tuvia. Tuvia was one of the names of Moshe Rabbeinu. Asa Tuvia, so a Tuvia comes. A Tuvia comes. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Hurry about Tuvia. Okay, Tuvia's here. Tuvia's here. The Rush says, even if there's another Tuvia in the city, this Tuvia comes. Okay, Tuvia's here. Omar Tuvia, va'asa Rav Tuvia. Right? If somebody says, give it to Tuvia, and somebody, the Rabbi Tuvia comes, la Tuvia Omar, the Rav Tuvia lo Omar. So you don't give it to him, because he would have said Rav Tuvia. V'i inish de gisbe, but if he's a good friend of his, then maybe he didn't call him by rabbi, right? Maybe he was a childhood friend that became the rabbi, right? Ha gisbe! So then, Mr. He might not have said Tuvia. He might not have said Rav Tuvia, even though he meant him. Asu shnei Tuvia. What if two Tuvias showed up at the same time? So who gets it? Shachin v'talmud chacham. Talmud chacham kodim. If a neighbor and a Talmud Chacham give it to the Talmud Chacham, Rashi says, Mistama, a person wanted to do a mitzvah at the end of his life, and he wanted to give tzedakah to a Talmud Chacham. Karo v'Talmud Chacham, Talmud Chacham kodem. Even a relative. Ibai lehu. Shachein v'karov mai. What about if it's a neighbor versus a relative? Tashma. Tov shachin karov me'ach rachok. Shlomo HaMelech said, a close neighbor is better than a distant brother. Right? So the neighbor comes first. Shneim krovim, shneim shchenim, shneim chachamim. If both tovias are all equal, shuda didaini. Let the dayanim figure it out. What exactly does that mean? That will have to be the beginning of tomorrow's shiur, how you understand that principle of shuda didaini. Okay, we'll stop here. Hashem, we will continue. Subis pevav on tomorrow's daf, Hashem, when we continue.